The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
I wanted to get this in before we got to the top of the hour and talk to Bakes. Just some news on the Brittany Griner front, where WNBA star Brittany Griner being detained in Russia, a expected turn of events, right, that they were going to extend her detainment. They've extended it by 1 month, and Ira, this is a case of political football that I don't think we saw a prisoner swap happen here recently. I just feel like her profile is going to make something like that, as rare as that even was, I think it's going to make something like that even more unlikely because of the visibility that she has. And so I think that is going to continue to unfortunately be a hindrance to trying to achieve her freedom. It does bring about a conversation that we've had quite a bit about athletes, WNBA athletes having to go overseas to make a living. I mean, it's not like WNBA stars are the only one. I mean, they're professional men's players, maybe not guys in the NBA.
Well, right. We've talked about many players over the years that have had long, successful. LaVal Blanchard played like 15 years overseas, right? Like, you can play a long, successful career overseas as a player, as a male player. But on the women's side, it's a subsidy, essentially, because you're playing the WNBA season May, June, July, August. And then when the season ends, you go overseas and you play like October through April or whatever the season is overseas, because you're working essentially a full year-round job of playing basketball. But you need two different teams to make the money, to get up to the level of financial compensation you probably want, because the WNBA salaries aren't high enough. And I feel for Brittany Griner, because at the end of the day, she was trying to just make a living of playing basketball, and all this stuff in Russia happens and she's a pawn, right? Whether she made a mistake or not, and we don't really know, because Russia could have made the whole thing up, right? We don't really know. They're not exactly the most trustworthy leadership from a country. And so it puts a big spotlight on that. If you want to be a WNBA player and have a professional basketball career, you might, for the other part of your year, two-thirds of your year, you might be playing somewhere else. And Russia's just apparently a really bad place to choose. But you don't have to have that option. Like, you and I were talking, if Naz decides that in the offseason she wants to do something else and not play basketball, obviously training and staying in shape for the season is going to happen. But she'll have options, because you know of all the things that she does, being active and the things she learned at school and everything, she's going to have other options if you want. And not every WNBA player plays overseas during their WNBA offseason. But if you're a baller, that's your best option to play basketball all year round and make a career out of it. And I feel bad for her in particular, because she's just a pawn in this whole thing. But it's there's just not enough money to have it be anything other than that.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, is the answer that the NBA should put forth bigger subsidies to the WNBA? I mean, instead, whatever they put in, because WNBA has been subsidized by the NBA since its inception. You know, every year they do. And so got to commend the NBA for not bailing, for continuing to support the WNBA. But they do need to, at least like you said, if basketball is their year-round vocation, then they got to go overseas and when they do go overseas, they would make way more. There is that piece of it too. You're making her salary here is $228, make over $1 million going overseas. And so that money just is not there. There's you don't have the viewership or the attendance to the level that will allow for higher salaries or charter flights, right? I know that's been a big thing, that WNBA players would like to have charter flights as opposed to...
And not having the money makes sense to not do it. But I wish I had the player's name in front of me. I don't. But there was a player that spoke out about this just recently and brought it back up again. for this season in particular. I don't think her comment was even going forward. I mean, obviously, once you get charter flights, it's going to be very hard to go back the other direction. But her point was about this season in particular because they fly commercial, right? And they have long. One of her comments was they had a long delayed flight, and they had a long, long layover with the delayed flight, and then after the long travel, they had to turn around and play a game, and then you have your travel legs, kind of cost you a game. So that was one of the comments that they made. But that you still understand, and all the teams are going through all these same issues. But the bigger point she made was during COVID right now, as COVID is still happening and there are still numbers rising, and now that masking is no longer required on these flights, they're on commercial flights. And she's like, I'm sitting next to somebody I don't know, and no one's masking on a plane. And what happened to this player, Sam? She went into COVID protocols. So they're trying to play a season while there are still, COVID is still spreading around. The numbers may not be the same, but this COVID is still spreading around. There are still protocols in place, and there are no more mask mandates for flights. And they're on these commercial flights. And that was the biggest concern she brought up. It wasn't even about just charter flights for the sake of charter flights. She was very specific about, we're trying to play this season, we're following protocols, yet we're sitting next to unmasked people on a plane for X amount of hours and nothing we can do about it.
Well, the WNBA commissioner has been talking about this for a while, and she addressed it when it first came up. And the money is not there.
It's not there.
So where is this money supposed to come from?
Like, right, you can make this stink all you want, but if you can't pay for it, you can't.
If you can't pay for it, then I mean, I just don't. That's why I say is the solution. You go to the NBA and you say, hey, you got to put in more money. You got to put more money into the WNBA. And certainly I think there has to be an appeal to the fan base. I mean, you need more eyes, more viewership. You need more butts in the seats. I mean, show support beyond Twitter, right? I mean, butts in the seats help increase revenue, right? I mean, that's a part of this too, because the WNBA is not a profitable league. It's never been. And so how do you manifest money? How do you manifest dollars, the dollars necessary, for instance, to increase salaries or to allow for charter flights or to do both, which would be ideal, right? It'd be great if it wasn't necessary for WNBA players to go overseas to, like you said, subsidize their income. But that's the unfortunate nature of the beast with the current financial format. Maybe that changes if the WNBA, or excuse me, if the NBA increases its commitment. I think that is, that is the quickest way forward. It's the I don't know what the dollar figure is that they put in, but can you convince the league and the players on the NBA side to double what they put in terms of supporting the WNBA? I think that's a question moving forward. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side with John U. Bacon here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.